T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys with Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star Telegram segment here in the Nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Sports Hodgepodge coming up here in about 15 minutes. But now to the D&M Leasing Hotline for a Cowboys conversation. Nick Harris, how the heck are we doing?
Doing fantastic, fellas. How are y'all?
We're great, dude. Trying to figure out who wins the Cowboys Halloween costume championship because they were out and about today. Really got a lot of respect for the Nacho Libre Cooper Beebe situation. But
Nacho!
Who do you think? You saw them up close and personal. You got a glimpse of all those warlocks.
Yeah, we saw a lot of the ones that you guys saw. Nacho Libre, definitely a fan favorite. Also got to give a shout out to Jay Toya. He was that Mexican OT. Shout out Dallas. So repping his new hometown hard.
I love that. Fantastic. All right, Nick. So we had Stephen Jones on with us earlier. He said there are some interesting things out there as we get down to the wire of the trade deadline. So what do you think he was referencing there? We know they're looking at defense, and you got a hell of an article out at the Star Telegram right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I laid out 10 trade candidates for the Cowboys ahead of Tuesday's deadline. And yeah, everything that I'm hearing as far as what they're trying to do is not only find help on defense, but specifically in their front seven, whether it be on the defensive line or in their linebacking core. If I had to guess, I bet they make a move for an edge rusher before Tuesday's deadline. And I think there's some interesting candidates out there. I know the Cowboys, you know, based on where their season is and also based on what they try to do whenever they do make these kind of trades right around the deadline, they want to find a guy that has multiple years left on his contract. They are not going to be looking for, you know, a one-year expiring deal. And, you know, like Stephen Jones had mentioned on you guys' airwaves, if that were to happen, then they want to get somebody who they feel pretty good about being able to lock up for the long term in doing so. And that's kind of tough to figure out, in the span of short time before the trade deadline and getting everything finalized. But, you know, I think there are some interesting candidates out there that can make sense. You know, some big body, big frame guys that can help in run support and also give you some things in the pass rush. You know, some names that I laid out in that article, Anthony Jennings of the New England Patriots. That's one that I think is interesting. Kayvon Thibodeau, I think that would be a fascinating one. I think there's some edges out there, too, that I don't think are maybe being talked about that could be options.
You know, Nick, you mentioned Thibodeau, though. Could this go back to the type of grade that Dallas had for him in the draft? That maybe this is one of those opportunities they like to go back and tell us they look at those pretty hard.
Yeah, certainly, and I think, you know, you look at how that compares to Jonathan Mingo's situation, because that's probably the direct comparison that you can make to that point, Brian, is that, you know, when they brought in Jonathan Mingo last year, they had such a high grade on him and they felt so good about him coming out, and that was a big reason why they went ahead and took a stab
Trey
at him
Lance.
At the deadline.
Trey Lance as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance as well. That's a very good point. And, you know, those guys didn't have as much experience under their belts as Kayvon Thibodeau has. But I think, you know, the Cowboys have gotten an up close look and personal look at Kayvon Thibodeau, you know, throughout the course of his career. And I think that would be a fascinating one, especially with what the Giants are trying to do with Abdul Carter, get him more snaps, get him more involved and, you know, try to fast track his development. And then the emergence of Brian Burns. And you wonder if, you know, with all of this defensive line talent that the Giants have, do they maybe try to offload Kayvon Thibodeau before his fifth year option kicks in? And I think that could be something that happens.
Another player that you mentioned, and I had thrown out there with the Max Crosby conversations, was maybe Tyree Wilson. And I don't know, maybe you've got more knowledge on how the Cowboys felt about him coming out of the draft, obviously from Texas Tech, super talented, has not lived up to expectations. But well, what do you think about that fit with Tyree Wilson, where he's at in his career?
Yeah, Beast Texas native, got to shout out that, West Rusk High School before he went over to Texas Tech. Yeah, I mean, his frame, 6'6", 275 pounds, obviously, like you said, hasn't worked out at the NFL level just yet. But you do wonder about, you know, what his draft stock would look like for the Cowboys' perspective, you know, coming out a couple of years ago, you know, if that would maybe factor in a little bit if he was at a cheap price. Because, I mean, he hasn't panned out at all. You would have to think that, you know, his compensation right now to acquire him would be similar to what it was for Mingo last year. But also, on the same token, would you be willing to take a stab at a guy who hasn't done anything in the league just yet? It would be more of a project type of, you know, add, similar to how they added Mingo last year. I'm not sure that that's what this defense really needs right now. You know, even if you do feel good about his development moving forward, Tyree Wilson wouldn't necessarily do it for me.
Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, with us here on The Fan. You mentioned front seven. Makes plenty of sense. Why no mention of safeties? Is it just a lack of dudes that are actually available? Because it seems like the safety room right now is totally, totally barren.
Yeah, and that's a good point. It's more so just about, you know, what I've heard about what the Cowboys have been looking for, and haven't heard a bunch of buzz around the secondary specifically. And that's probably a good point. There's not a lot of names.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Out there that we know of that's, you know, currently on the trade block per se. But, you know, they still feel really good about their veteran duo and Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson. Those guys just need to get healthy, obviously. And then at the cornerback spot, they feel pretty good about where they will be when Savone Revel comes back and what he can provide to that secondary. That's not me saying it, but I think that's how they feel in the building. And, you know, they should feel that way about Revel, but I'm not sure if everyone should feel that way about Revel immediately. You know, he's going to be coming off of not playing football in over a year whenever he makes his debut here in a couple of weeks against the Raiders, like Stephen Jones said on you guys' airways. But I think they maybe look at an opportunity to rebuild that secondary a bit in the draft and see that as probably more realistic than doing something here at the deadline.
Do you think that, or what do you think the chances are that they would throw in some of their own players in a trade, not just draft picks, but maybe if they feel Jalen Tolbert, or I don't know, maybe other players that you think could possibly be in that conversation for them?
Yeah, I asked Jerry Jones after the game last week, you know, if he was considering moving any players at the deadline, even looking to sell any players at the deadline, and I was given a flat no. So, you know, I don't know if that necessarily pertains to player for player exchange, but that was at least his rhetoric at that point.
Nick, when you start to talk about this Arizona team, and the record is what it is, But where are you right now? Where is your biggest concern, offensively for them or defensively for them?
Yeah, I think there's good pieces on both sides. And I almost wonder if Jacoby Brissett would be the scarier matchup for the Cowboys than Kyler Murray would be this weekend, or I say weekend, on Monday night, yeah. Just with how Brissett, you know, has that veteran savvy to him, and he was able to step right in and give you production, more production than Kyler was able to through these first few weeks in the season. You know, you look at a 2-5 football team, but you look at all five of those losses being by 4 points or less, and, you know, there's probably a good team behind, you know, that surface somewhere. But on defense, they're super young. I think that's probably the one thing you can point at. You know, I liked Max Melton coming out of Rutgers. I liked Will Johnson more than most coming out of Michigan. But at the end of the day, those guys are young. And I have liked what Will Johnson has put together here in his rookie season so far. But overall, you know, there's going to be some young guys. I think the one guy on defense that, you know, could potentially wreck shop, I really like Zaven Collins. I've liked him throughout his time in the league. He's a big, stout edge defender, can give you really good run defense. And, you know, the tackles are going to have to be on their best behavior as far as, you know, containing those edges and letting Javonte Williams get around.
Nick, how much talk has been about Schottenheimer and maybe a need to go for it more on fourth down?
Yeah, I haven't heard that a lot this week. You know, he typically has been aggressive this year. It was kind of an outlier to see him punt on a couple of situations in Denver last week. You know, I think about the 4th and 1 in the first half, which I'm sure you're referring to. I also think back to the 4th and 20 situation that they had, but they had an opportunity to trot out Brandon Aubrey for a 69-70 yarder. That was early in the second quarter. And then obviously the 4th and 5 or 4th and 6, right after Kevontae Turpin dropped that stop route. You know, I think about all three of those situations and maybe some situations that they shouldn't have punted. But, you know, it hasn't been a huge topic of discussion this week, but it's been asked about. And, Schottenheimer hasn't expressed any regret about that. If any of them, maybe the one to Turpin, you know, maybe, seeing how that didn't work out afterward, Broncos were able to score on the ensuing drive and have pretty much put that one away. You know, that's probably one they wish they had back. But, you know, if you look over the totality of the season, he has shown some aggressiveness on fourth down, but it's more specifically been at home. And you wonder how the away crowd, you know, kind of affects those things, the pre-snap penalties that they were having in that game against the Broncos. So, you know, if you're looking for, a little bit more fourth down edginess, coming into this game against the Arizona Cardinals, then I would probably expect it.
Are you expecting any defensive changes this week for Arizona? I appreciate all the work you've been doing for our guy Josh Butler. I mean, if he's ready, why the heck isn't he playing?
Yeah, Josh Butler, still has not had his practice window open. I think they're just continuing to go through the motions with all the guys that they have at corner. I think Revel's kind of the next guy up that they're going to throw into the mix whenever he's ready and really gets his feet back under him. As far as changes, I would expect some because the last time that Schottenheimer and Eberflus were talking about some of these personnel changes, they did live up to that. You know, Tre'Quest Bridges got in the mix, Reddy Stewart got in the mix, Shamar James has started these last few games. So I wonder what it'll be, what exactly it will be. I'm not sure, though.
Are you taking the Cowboys to beat Arizona? I know we got a few more days since it's a Monday nighter, but what do you think of the chances?
Yeah, I am. You know, I think this team it obviously plays a lot better at home. I think Arizona is still figuring out what exactly they can do well out of the backfield, not only at the quarterback position, but also at the running back position without James Conner, and trying to figure out what to do with those guys, Emery DeMercado, Michael Carter. But I think the Cowboys, I think they're going to win this one by 2 scores. I think this is a game that they need to win going into the bye. I personally feel good about the Cowboys' chances, but again, like I've said throughout the season, man, you could tell me that they are going to beat any team in the NFL, I'd believe you, but you could also tell me they'd lose to any team in the NFL, and I would believe you. That's the kind of parity we're getting from the 2025 Dallas Cowboys.
All right, what's on the line here, finale of the Texas high school football season before the playoffs? What's standing out to you about tonight?
Yeah, we got next week is the final season of the final week of the regular season. But no, it's going to be another fun slate here this week. Excited about Frisco High and Frisco Reedy up here in the Frisco area. That's going to be a hotly contested one. And today was UIL snapshot day. Ooh. Sounds like Frisco Reedy might be the first Frisco team to go up to 6A. So wow. Maybe the last time that Reedy will get to face off against some of these Frisco area schools for a while. But some really good games across the state. Really looking forward to the slate, and then a really good slate of college football tomorrow. It's going to be a good football weekend, fellas.
Nick, thanks for the time, brother. We love you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great one.
There he goes, Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram here in the G-Bag Nation. Now under 25 minutes to what you drinking, what you thinking. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, Sports Hodgepodge featuring the ideal college football experience.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.